You're listening to Christian Audio's production of From the Grave, a 40-day Lent devotional by A.W. Tozer. This book is read by Joe Jeffrey. This audio recording was produced in 2017 by Christian Audio, which owns the copyright. No portion of this recording may be reproduced for any reason without prior written consent from Christian Audio. This edition issued by contractual arrangement with Moody Publishers. Originally published in English as From the Grave, a 40-day Lent devotional, copyright 2017 by A.W. Tozer. All rights reserved. Please visit ChristianAudio.com, Facebook.com/ChristianAudio, or Twitter.com/ChristianAudio to offer your impressions of this work and to explore additional titles. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Matthew chapter 28, verse 6. Introduction. A Journey from Death to New Life. From the Grave is a collection of 40 daily readings from the beloved 20th century pastor and writer, A.W. Tozer, 1897 to 1963. The selections have been gleaned from his recorded sermons, which have been edited for this program, his published books, and his editorials while serving as the editor of the Alliance Witness magazine, now Alliance Life. Each reflection has been carefully selected for the season of Lent. Lent is the time of waiting and preparing for Easter. Stemming from the old English term, Lenten, Lent simply means spring season. Yet it refers to the Latin term, quadragesima, which means 40th. The 40 days of Lent, which begins on Ash Wednesday and ends with the Saturday before Easter Sunday, commemorate Jesus' 40 days in the wilderness, when he fasted and was tempted by the devil. The purpose of the season of Lent, therefore, is to prepare believers for commemorating Jesus' self-sacrifice, especially as it is displayed in his death and resurrection, and to help them experience in a concrete way the Christian journey from death to new life. Common practices associated with Lent include fasting, self-examination and repentance, acts of self-denial, extended times of prayer, following prescribed scripture readings and prayers, and reading daily devotionals. This devotional was compiled to help listeners grow in their faith by reflecting on Christ's self-sacrificial love, his passion and death, his victory over sin and the grave, and what all this means for our lives as Christians. For each day, you will find one or more passages of Scripture included with each excerpt from Tozer. The editors of this volume suggest that the listener contemplate each devotional throughout the day and how it unpacks the truth of Scripture. Traditionally, the 40 days of Lent do not include Sundays, which are considered feast days in certain traditions. On these days, listeners are welcome to reflect either on previous devotionals or on passages of Scripture not included in this volume. As a result of hearing these devotional selections, Tozer would want listeners not simply to learn more about God's work in Christ, but truly to offer themselves as living sacrifices to God and worship Him in awe and gratitude. Week 1. Day 1. The Hunger of the Wilderness. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Matthew chapter 5, verse 8. Every farmer knows the hunger of the wilderness, that hunger which no modern farm machinery, no improved agricultural methods can ever quite destroy. No matter how well prepared the soil, how well kept the fences, how carefully painted the buildings, let the owner neglect for a while his prized and valued acres, and they will revert again to the wild and be swallowed up by the jungle or the wasteland. The bias of nature is toward the wilderness, never toward the fruitful field. That, we repeat, every farmer knows. To the alert Christian, this fact will be more than an observation of interest to farmers. It will be a parable, an object lesson setting forth a law that runs through all the regions of our fallen world, affecting things spiritual as well as things material. We cannot escape the law that would persuade all things to remain wild or to return to a wild state after a period of cultivation.